You will remember that in our last study, we were thinking about what a wonderful thing would happen if you could see somebody that you knew who had been living a worldly and perhaps ungodly life transformed, changed into a real Christian. What a stirring thing that would be in your family, among your friends, in your congregation, even in your neighborhood. And now we want to go on in our study in the book of Acts. I'll go directly to that, and this is in the third chapter. If you have your Bibles with you, and we'll open them in Acts chapter 3 at verse 17. We're going to be going on in that next passage. Now let me pick that up and bring this to your attention. If you were to see that happen, and you see where somebody suddenly turns to God, the whole life is changed, and their whole manner is different, and they live in the very fellowship with God, that'll have an effect on you. Deep down in your heart, no matter who you are, you can't help but have a call inside yourself to come closer to God. And it may be that some of you may wonder, how would you do it? Perhaps even as I'm speaking now, even if you haven't seen it happen lately, but you just feel the need of it, and you wish it would happen. Perhaps some of you would have the question in mind, well, what will we do now? What could we do? And very fortunately for us, right here in the book of Acts is the description of what Peter told that congregation. Because when that congregation saw what happened to the lame man, you can be real sure that many of those people actually would have wanted to know, how can I get right with God? How can I have this blessing with me? And so Peter goes on in verse 17 and says to these people, after he had told them that they had crucified Christ by their very way of living, doubtless we would say today, but back in those days they'd all agreed with the rejection and crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it." For those of you who are reading the King James Version of the Bible, the Authorized Version, you will sometimes come across this English word, what, W-O-T. It just means what we mean by the word knew or know, and you can just translate it that way without any difficulty. You can read, "And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled." And Peter said, the thing that God had promised through all the prophets, all that the Bible is promising to you, namely, that God will work in human hearts, in human lives, by his grace and mercy, to save people, that has actually become active and real. All those promises have been, as we would say, validated. They're really true. They've been made real by God. And now they're operative in the hearts of people. Now, beginning at verse 9, they're told what to do. And this is the word I would take to myself, and I offer it to you that you take it to yourself. When you consider what a wonderful thing it is when a man's life is changed, a heart is changed, a person, a soul is brought to the Lord, you think that's wonderful? You want it for yourself? Well, here we'll start reading. "Repent ye, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which was before preached unto you." Now let's pull that apart. Look at it word by word. "Repent ye, therefore." Now, this word, repent, is to be conscious of your own unfitness. Let me say that again. Perhaps I better put it this way. When he says here, repent, he is not telling them, you should be sorry for what you have done. Maybe that's true, but that's not the word repent. And again, he is not saying to them, you'd better change your ways. Now that comes later. That's not what he is saying. What he is saying is, you should judge yourself. Look in at yourself. Take a good look at yourself and acknowledge your own inward unfitness and your sin. That's the first thing you do. You admit, I am not what I ought to be. and be converted. Now, the word converted, when it is used here, we'd better just look at it in the general sense use of that word, turned around, change your mind. But actually it amounts to, and when he says here, be converted, be changed. And what we mean by change here is something just as simple that you had been going north, you turn around and go south. You had been going east, turn around and go west. You had been walking away from God, turn around and walk to God. You had been thinking with the thoughts of men, leaving God out of all your thoughts. Now turn around and think of God, and then after that, think of men. It's just as simple as that if you happen to live someplace where perhaps there is a mountain. Is that true? Is there a landmark of anywhere near where you live? Perhaps it's a city. Over in a certain direction is a certain city. Maybe that would be it. Now, you know what it is like when you drive or you walk in the direction of that city? Now, to be converted is turn around and drive the other way. Just do differently, exactly differently than you've done. That's the whole idea. Now, the thought is we're going to see how we're going to come close to God. Be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, that they may be forgiven, that your sins may be taken away, because, of course, you know it's your sins and my sins that make all the trouble between us and God. And that your sins may be blotted out, that they may be forgiven, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. When God does move into our hearts to bless us, one of the first things that's going to happen is the forgiveness of sins. But this forgiveness of sins, you have it right here, is going to follow two things. First, your self-judgment. You judge yourself as unfit. Second, you change. You turn around. Now, those two things. You judge yourself as unfit, and you turn away from personal, selfish, natural things to look into the face of God. And with that being true, your sins will be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which was before preached unto you. Which is a way of saying that the Lord Jesus Christ will come and actually become operative in your life. God will himself move over into your consciousness with all the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the actual way that's done, we learn from other passages of Scripture. God has given his Holy Spirit to do this, and the Holy Spirit will take the things of Christ and will show them unto us. But the basic idea, the real, broad, big, overall idea is he will send Jesus Christ unto us. And this is the Jesus Christ which was preached unto you. It's the one that's in the Bible. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. This Lord Jesus Christ, who lived as Jesus of Nazareth, was crucified and buried, who rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, where he's going to stay until the time when God's going to make everything right by sending him back to this world in power and great glory. Verse 22, For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And in that way, Moses had actually predicted the coming of a prophet like himself, but who would be telling them the things of God, and God saying you should listen to him. All of us understand that that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Now that's how important it is. When God sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, that wasn't just a matter of elective with man. If you want to, you may, and if you don't want to, you don't have to. No. If you want to, you may, and if you don't want to, you will have to. In other words, when God sent the Lord Jesus Christ, that was his word. And he is a savior of life unto life in them that believe, and a savior of death unto death in them that don't believe. God has given the Lord Jesus Christ a name which is above every name, and he has decreed that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Christ, to the glory of God the Father. Make no mistake about it, every human being will face and acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the Christ of God. No question about it. And here it is put down right here. And we are told that any soul that will not hear him shall be destroyed. I am not real sure you should think he shall be destroyed because he wouldn't obey Christ. Let us say he'll be destroyed as always because of sin. But he won't be saved. And if he won't be saved, he'll certainly be destroyed. The condemnation's already on him. It's like saying if you were to speak about a drowning man out in a river and you say, well, that man's drowning, and you see a boat going toward him, and then you say, if that boat doesn't reach him and he doesn't catch the rope that they're throwing to him, he'll be drowned. Well, if by some chance that situation should develop, and that man that's in the river refused any help toward him, he'd be drowned, not because somebody got mad at him and pushed him into the water. He was already in the water. He was already drowning. It was just a chance that the boat might save him. And if for any reason the boat missed him and he missed the boat, then drowning was in the situation, was already in this whole thing. So here we have that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed. That doesn't mean that this at all people are going to be all right anyway beforehand, and that if they didn't listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, God would do something to them for that. No, all men are under condemnation. And if they do not listen to that prophet, they do not listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, they do not accept the gospel of Christ, they're going to be lost because that's the way they already are. And it will be actually carried out to them. These are the things that come to our mind, and this is the way you and I could turn to God. Repent, be converted, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to him and believe in him. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us about this. And we pray thee for every one of us, that thou wilt incline our hearts to be honest with ourselves and before thee to judge ourselves. We pray thee, Father, that we may yield and allow thee to change us. And then we do ask thee, our Father, to have the disposition in our hearts to listen to and to obey the living Lord Jesus Christ, that we might be saved. For his name's sake we ask it. Amen.